Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I think the way it works is that you set up a webcam while that person is away.
Right.
So like when we're distanced from each other. You know? And so, that could be fun. We're like, you're downstairs, I'm upstairs.
Yeah.
And then we're like, why don't you come over? And then we can like pretend to drive over.
Right.
We could be in the same house.
And then
we
could fill up gas, and then we could take the tire pressure. Just cut all that. Just stream it.
Stream it. But not for other people.
Well, maybe that too.
Oh, this
patrons, you might be our first live stream. You never know.
Fly, fly, oh, to be a fly. Fly, fly, come and be a fly on the wall.
Hello there. Our house is a hot mess. Get your ass in here. Come on in. Welcome to Fly on the Wildin' Podcast. This is a show about marriage, about roasting each other, and recording it all for the world to see. I'm your neighborhood-friendly black girl, Amber.
And I'm Ben.
Hey, Ben. How you doing today?
I am ready to rock and roll and talk about what you want to talk about. And I'm here to listen, be a great listener, great support.
You act like you just got yelled at in the car or something. Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. This morning, actually. But
we fight every morning. Every couple fights every morning. That's where you get that good fighting in.
It's not fighting. You need two people to fight. Mostly it's just me listening to frustrations that you might have had with me or others, and I just listen. And then you're like, well, do you have anything to say? And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to listen.
Everybody who listens to this show knows you ain't never just listening. You got a whole lot to say, which is great, because let's get right into our first segment of the show. It's called Hashtag Influence. This is a segment where we talk about what's viral on the internet, what's cooking in the internet street kitchen. So, Ben, let me tell you what's cooking. I'm going to say the name of what's cooking, and I want you to tell me everything you know about this topic. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What does the word freaknik mean to you?
Oh, I know this. So, ATL, whore, right?
Ah, okay.
Or ATL ho. That's how it's. So it's an ATL block party. It was a huge thing in the 90s.
Come on.
A lot of like black culture, everything from like rap, hip hop, style, man, the style trends that were set at Freaknik arts, we're still feeling the repercussions, right? And it was, Big Boy was a part of, right? Big Boy was he at that
Freaknik
time?
Freaknik was more like. Like 80s, 90s.
Is it
like
80s,
90s? 80s,
90s. He was like early
2000s. Outkast might have been there. I'm not familiar with every artist that performs, but yeah, big cookout energy,
yes.
Parking
cookout,
lot energy,
music.
Traffic.
Yeah, so it's the huge, huge. And Freaknik actually led into Afropunk in many ways.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't have thought about it like that.
Afropunk is 100% an inheritor of what Freaknik was doing. And then Afropunk has been whitewashed, and people have some problems with that. But Freaknik was never whitewashed, right?
Right, of course.
White people
hated
Freaknik. They hated what it did to, ATL. And eventually the whites of the South killed it in many ways. And there's a documentary coming out.
Yes, there is a new Hulu documentary coming out about it, which could go either way, because this was, this was the 90s. This wasn't when everybody was recording everything in sight, like what's happening right now. So I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised about who we might see come out of this Freaknik documentary. There might be some marriages ending. There might be some politicians who might want to resign. So let's check it out.
Every generation has a moment where they come just to have some fun.
Atlanta's the mecca for black people in America.
It has multiple historically black colleges.
In the 80s,
we said, let's plan a picnic during spring break.
Let's call it Freaknik.
Freaknik was the greatest black gathering in America.
It was like an entry point into the black cultural experience.
To be able to be in the middle of the street, dancing, laughing, playing your music, it's a moment.
The interstate, the highway, was a street party.
There wasn't even a word called twerking, it was just called booty shaking.
There wasn't no social media, barely had internet.
During Freaknik, stars start coming in. You would see Tupac, Cootie Mob,
Outkast. Okay, so you were right.
I don't know what heaven looks like, but this seems like a version of it.
You was lit. Okay.
I'm obsessed.
The legacy of
the hair alone
is black joy, black self-determination.
But what happened to it?
Black excellence, black enterprise.
Ooh. But the legacy of Freaknik is also,
oh no,
the ugly side.
This started to get a lot more out of control. People were coming by the mass.
See, this is the part we didn't hear about.
Because
I just missed the Freaknik wave, age-wise.
If you tried to bring back Freaknik, come on, it wouldn't be what it was.
The streets, the people, the debauchery.
I guess our time was coming. Our time was coming as a culture. They released the Woodstock documentary, so we were next.
We had no inclination to the depth that we were creating.
Them kids ain't know nothing about Freaknik.
Oh, I cannot wait for this. The joy. I mean, there had to be a dark side of Freaknik.
I mean, whenever you have a large gathering of people, you know, mega churches, someone is going to get hurt, right?
I don't think Freaknik was like a mega church, though. Maybe it should have
debauchery,
been. Debauchery.
Partying.
That's what happens at the mega church.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Maybe the debauchery for sure. I mean, I love stuff like this because I feel like there's so much conversation from Gen X all the time to millennials and to Gen Z about how, like, we were modest. We never got down like that. And so to see everybody's auntie down to the Freaknik, actually, like, camera recordings of everybody being, you know, Tatiana, I'm like, we don't have to deal with that being said anymore. Like, because everybody's talking about how Sexy Red and Lotto and Saweetie and the women aren't like they used to be, covered up and everything like that. I'm like, well, look at Freaknik.
Yeah, it was called, he said it, it was not called twerking. It was called booty,
booty
shaking.
Booty shaking. Booty shaking. Exactly.
That looked like twerking to me.
It looked. We have to really unpack what is the real difference between booty shaking and twerking. It's the same thing.
Language.
I'm so excited for this documentary. Let's move on.
All right. So there's a trend, cosmetic tourism, right?
Yes.
It's really fucking expensive to get that buttocks in your face, right? Botox.
Like butt filler on
butt
your
filler
chin?
In your, yeah, I've made this joke before and I keep on forgetting it. But yeah, like getting hair in your head.
And like last week, we don't want to go down to TikTok shop to get it done as
well. No, we do not. Absolutely not.
So there's a happy medium right now.
So Amber and I sort of got our first taste of this where we went to Thailand, and in Thailand we discovered that we could get very, very inexpensive teeth work done at like a quarter of the price, right?
Of course.
Getting a root canal in Thailand will cost you, 10% of what it would cost here. And so people will do health tourism or dental tourism, and so now the thing is cosmetic tourism.
Yeah, cosmetic tourism, especially the men. I'm loving that the men are getting into their cosmetic bag with these hair transplants from Turkey. Let's check it out.
What on earth is going on here? This is a follicular unit extraction beard transplant. Ooh. They're taking hair follicles, usually from the back of the head, and then transplanting them into the beard line. This is usually pretty effective and takes 6 to 8 months to see the final results.
Wow.
Yeah, so people are doing that.
That is a serious commitment to being a part of Beard Gang.
Yeah.
That looks painful. Would you ever get
absolutely,
a cosmetic beard surgery?
Nothing. I do like Turkey. Apparently people are going to Turkey to do this.
Yes.
Istanbul is lit.
Oh, is
Istanbul
it now?
Is a hot fucking time. I had a good time in Istanbul.
But no beard.
I didn't need a beard to have a good time. You don't need a beard to have a good time.
I mean, like, beards are sexy. You haven't considered it?
I have. Not for me.
Not for you.
I like the,
Would you get a hair transplant if you didn't have a full head of hair? Like, if you really were balding, would you consider it?
No. No, why? I'm okay. Because that's time and energy and money. I'd rather give that money to a woman's health clinic or a woman's shelter.
You're such a saint.
It's Women's History Month.
If you could get one cosmetic procedure done, what would it be?
One cosmetic.
Beauty.
Maybe it probably doesn't exist yet, but I would love to have like kangaroo muscles inside my calves so I can jump, like, just bam, just jump, like, jump on walls, like, or somehow.
But I feel like they jump on their tails, no?
Bioengineering, biopunk. No, they can move on their tails, but the real muscles is in their calves.
So you would get a calf muscle implant.
Yeah, or like,
but it would have to be the calf of a kangaroo.
There's a great book called Neuromancer, and they do a lot of like genetic engineering. So if I could get some sort of claws, extractable claws for fingernails, sort of like Wolverine, I think that would be so cool. You know,
yeah,
extractable claws, like tiger claws that could come in and out of my fingers. So that's sort of the cosmetic stuff I would like to do.
I see.
It's sort of like science fictional. It doesn't exist yet. I would like a tail. A tail would be fun.
A tail would be cute.
For balancing.
Would you go to Turkey to get a tail?
I would go to Turkey to get a tail. Turkey tails look cool, you know? I don't know. Yeah, it'd probably be cheaper in Turkey.
Yeah. See, I understand people going to a different country to get something done, but then what about all of the follow-up procedures? Like, by the time you did all of your follow-ups and the cost to travel back and forth, like, it probably maybe amounts to the same thing. I don't know.
I think you sort of cut even by the time you... Well, in Thailand, you would have actually... It would have cost you about the same thing, you know? Like, your flight over to Thailand and back could be $1,000.
True.
You're probably maybe paying $200-$300. You're staying a couple of days there. By the end, $3,000 for the trip if you're a little safe with it, you know? Where $3,000 is, that's true. That's two fucking root canals.
That is two root canals. I mean, I'm just trying to think about if it would be worth... I'm just loving that where the men are being honest about all the procedures, because you know you love to complain about, like, Amber, you got to get your lashes and your hair and your nails, but men are going to Turkey to get their beards done. So this is no longer like a battle of the sexes anymore.
No, yeah, you make me sound terrible. I love when you get your eyes and lashes done. I just, it's inconvenient as far as time.
Gotcha.
Because it takes a lot of time and I have to watch the kid, or, you know, it just, it's a lot. So
yeah. Haven't you seen those debates about people being like, if she wears all that makeup, like, she's a liar, she's delusional, but like, this is a new talking point.
I don't listen to men.
We don't listen to men.
So where would you get any sort of cosmetic surgery? I mean, you don't need it.
Thank you, darling. I would maybe...
Now you don't need any now.
What will I need? What will I need fixed then?
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see.
Would you?
I would... Okay, yeah, I would probably get something maybe as I age. I would like not even just the tummy tuck. I want like Tiana Taylor's stomach.
Mm.
Like, I want to walk in with a picture of like, I want these abs right here. Make it work, doc. I need something that like, maybe I would get my stomach like detoxed once a week if I could.
Okay.
Because I just want to be able to eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
And,
like, flushed out.
And to not feel like complete crap after I ate it.
That makes me think that I'm reading this book on listening, and that we've read, we've talked about here, called You're Not Listening. And in that book, they talk about every maybe twice a year, you should get your ears cleaned out. So we should probably actually get that. You should get your anus cleaned out, your colon.
Of course. Every 2 years.
But we should get, twice a year, you should get your ears cleaned out professionally.
And how often should you get your butt cleaned out?
I don't know, but it should happen. I think really healthy people do get that cleared out or do some sort of cleanse. That is a way of doing that, going on a juice cleanse or something along the line.
I don't want to do it. Like, I want somebody else to have to do the cleanse part.
You know,
I just drink and eat what I want.
I think that's fair. You could hire a dietitian to help you do all that organization and keep you accountable, kind of thing.
It's so hard to eat right.
It's hard to eat right on your own, but maybe if you hired someone to help you, which is similar to hiring someone to, you know, do the tummy talk and do all the cosmetic kind of stuff. But maybe you hire a dietitian to help you with that first, and then
I wish I could hire. Going back to your cosmetic question, like, there are things that I want to be able to do with my body that I feel like I will never be able to do even when I work on them. So I wish I would hire somebody to make my body be able to do a split.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
I feel like you could.
Can they
get
give
there.
Me like some extra ligaments and stuff? Or
to insert. Yeah.
Yes. Or like, can I go into surgery so that you could train my body to do a handstand?
Yeah, remember
at any given point, or a backflip. Oh, I would like. I feel like my life would be infinitely better if I could learn how to do a backflip.
Yeah, you could get something injected in you to stretch out your muscles.
Yes, or, yes. Or something that allows me to, okay, there has to be something sapphire world about this. I want to take a pill or take a shot that allows me to fall asleep anywhere and I don't feel pain the next day. Mm. Or that allows me to just like completely dance like crazy at a club one night and not feel pain the next day. That's what I want.
It's called cocaine.
That's it.
People, that's, you can take some sort of...
You can take cocaine to be sore the next day.
Just not if you keep taking cocaine.
Gotcha.
You just like cocaine on cocaine on a cocaine.
This is a great show.
You've taken cocaine before.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. That was one summer in España. Yes.
Where it's definitely allowed, right?
Of course.
Of course, yeah. You would never break the law.
I've never break the law.
Taken cocaine.
You've done other hard drugs.
That's about
it. Not hard drugs. But.
Yeah, but to your point, I think there is, I don't think we need cosmetic surgery, you know? Like, I've discovered as I get older, I find older people sexier.
Yeah.
And it's so clear to me when older people have cosmetic surgery because they end up looking like fucking clowns. And I don't, and again, this is me coming judgy, but just like let yourself grow old.
Right.
It is a privilege to grow old.
I fought with that.
And just let yourself sag. Let yourself, you know, put lotion on, do your thing, but let yourself get like a little crinkly, you know, like let it happen, you know?
Yeah. Do you feel like you've gotten crinklier over the years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
you like your crinkles?
Yeah. Yes, I do. It's a sign that I've weathered. I've survived. You know how many people don't make it to my age? Right.
Yeah, that's true.
They die.
So you're not going to Turkey anytime soon to get your beard done?
No. Again, if we can do the kangaroo shit, I would get down to that. Or like, if I could get, I've been watching this TV show called Resident Alien, and the alien has like two arms in the middle of his chest.
Of course.
And if I could get those like reached out and just have like two extra arms. And like instead of titties, like extra arms there. Just do other things. I don't know.
What do you need those extra two hands to do?
I do a lot of the cooking, so it'd be great to have some extra arms to help me cook. You know, in Mortal Kombat, one of the characters, he's got the four arms and stuff. I think two extra limbs would be great.
So two would be cooking. What would the other two be doing?
Still cooking because I can cook multiple. Oh. Yeah. I know because cooking is something you don't do. But having two extra hands, you know, in kitchens, they're the head chefs and the sous chefs.
Gotcha. So.
No, I
just love that you want cosmetic surgery to cook better meals. I'm with that.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful for you.
Anyway, speaking of enriching our family with food, the next segment of our show is called Imperfect Parent.
So melatonin poisonings are on the rise.
Yes, they are.
Melatonin poisonings are on the rise because parents do not want to sleep train their kids. They don't want to spend the time reading that extra book. They just want their kid to go, in the words of Samuel Jackson, not Michael, he's dead. Samuel Jackson has that whole, he reads the book around and go the fuck to sleep.
Yes.
You know, that's exactly what parents want to do. So they've been giving their kids melatonin to knock them out.
Nightly. Okay, let's be real for a second. We've never given Wild melatonin, but I've had several people recommend melatonin for her, for us, when we take a lot of flights because we do travel a lot. So would you have a problem giving a child melatonin for just a plane ride?
Or after reading this
or
article.
Or it's the nightly.
Absolutely. I'm not.
This
is
the nightly giving.
I grew up without melatonin. And
but I'm sure your mom put a little whiskey on those gums.
No, my parents never had whiskey in the house ever. Nothing. No alcohol in the house. My dad drink a beer, I was like 22.
That's fair.
I'd never seen this man drink. The first time I saw my mom drink wine was last year.
That's
fair. Like this woman does not drink. My parents do not do any of that.
I have no proof, but I'm pretty sure a parent of mine probably gave me a little whiskey at some point.
Sure.
I have no proof though. I do remember, and I love my dad to death, but I do remember being sick as a little girl one time and my dad was like, just take a shot of whiskey, it'll make you
feel
better.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Did it work? Did you take a shot of whiskey?
Like the whiskey was so disgusting that I was now not thinking about the cough. I was just like, this is gross.
Do you remember what kind of whiskey it was?
No.
Was it like out of a plastic bottle or?
It was not
bottle?
Out of plastic. Don't do my dad. You coming for Rod Thomas, huh?
I know.
Not plastic.
I know where your dad gets his alcohol. Yeah, that shit was fucking plastic.
It is plastic. But no, but what he gave us was not plastic. Somebody probably made it. You know, people be making moonshine.
Yeah, the moonshine.
And all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got some moonshine from your dad. I would not give that to a child. Damn, right. That moonshine
tastes like rubbing alcohol for sure. Oof.
All right.
But
so,
people use like old Southern families, they use stuff like that sometimes to ail their sick children.
I am not giving my child any medicine unless it's recommended by a professional healthcare physician.
They're so hard. Well, we recently took her to the doctor because she's had a cold like way too long at some point. We were like, yo, it's week three. Like, what's up? So, and I have been giving her nightly. Well, no, because it was healing and then it got worse. And I was like, 3 weeks is crazy to be sniffling every day. And she sleeps like she's like a grown man. It's with a 401k who's got to wake up the next day. Yeah.
It's heavy.
She very heavy snorer, like her mama, but she's a fraction of my size. So we went to the doctor recently who shared with us that she's been drinking too much juice.
No more she's like, don't give her juice anymore. So no
right.
more juice.
So I feel like that's a little extreme. No juice is extreme.
I'm sorry. If a doctor tells me that, I'm going to listen to the doctor. Juice is just straight up sugar. It has none of the fiber that normal fruit has. She's like, just give her fruit.
So you're saying you would never, under any circumstance, give your child melatonin?
No. No, they're fine.
Check in with us in a year. I wonder what, I have to look back at the article, but like the poison part means it was what? Like
they
multiple times a day?
No, they probably gave them, the dosage was too high. So yeah, here we go. Wow. A new report of data from 2012 through 2021 finds a 420% rise in such cases during that time, alongside with a 530% increase in calls to poison control centers from people concerned about a child ingesting melatonin. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a tough go of it. Okay, we're a melatonin-free family.
It's fundraiser season for a lot of those preschools. They, you know, apparently paying tuition is not enough in this country. You also have to raise money because we don't give a fuck about children and their education. So it's fundraiser season, and a lot of schools and extracurricular activities are sort of doing their
hustling.
They're hustling. They got Girl Scout cookies, all that.
The Girl Scouts ain't hustling like they used to.
Why do you say that?
Because they're not. I have a Girl Scout in my family, a young child who is a Girl Scout. And every year, her mama just texts me and was like, put my baby's link in your story so she can sell her cookies. And 1 year I did it, and she sold out. She didn't go door to door. She didn't post up outside of Walmart. Yeah. I posted her link, and they sold her out.
We were in San
Diego.
They ain't
hustling like they used to.
I disagree. We were in San Diego. We were at a bar, and it was like a drunk, you know, day drinking type of situation. There were little girls walking around the bar with their little, you know, strollers.
And what did they not have?
They did not have Thin Mints. Amber was pissed.
Thin Mints is your best seller, period. Yeah. Girl
they probably
Scouts
sold
of America.
Out. They probably sold out.
What's the next best cookie after Thin Mints?
The coconut one, right? They didn't have those.
Samosas, maybe? Samoas?
Samoas. No, they didn't have the other one that you wanted.
They don't have anything they used to have.
They had some
Dosey
Dose,
Tagalongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some Lemon Ups. Thin Mints is your best seller. Would we let Wow be a Girl Scout?
If she wants to, right?
Yeah.
All at that point, I want her to do the things that she wants to do. And preferably, I would like to gear her towards playing an instrument or, you know, being in gymnastics at that Girl Scout age. I don't think Girl Scouts is really for her. I don't think.
I'm down with her being a Girl Scout, but the marketing is going to be I'm going to do all the marketing for the cookies. So and I can get very competitive.
Should kids even be selling shit to like be raising money? You know, I'm sort of at the point like I don't want to have to do something for a kid event. Like if I
kind of the whole point, Ben. Like some of the parents got to bring snacks or do the carpool.
No, I just want to pay money to an organization. And then I want them to give my child a skill or tell me how I can help them. So it's like I'm paying for her to go to gymnastics. The gymnastics doesn't need me to go fundraise for them. That's why I pay them some fucking money.
but they still need you to get in the, like, okay, so for example, right now she does gymnastics, but you have to go stand in the little arena with her and do it with her.
That's okay.
You're okay with the time.
I'm okay with that. Okay. The time is fine. I just don't want to fundraise. Like, oh God, the fundraising element of the United States is so disgusting.
They need money, man.
No, they fucking don't.
The girls don't.
How about we just find a way to tax people, right? Like, right. Our GDP is insane, right?
I know, we have the number one GDP. So they got to sell them cookies.
No, and that's where political, you know, activism comes in, right? Vote for people who are going to properly, you know, provide services, public services for kids. I'm tired of just selling chocolates for you, the fucking public schools, right?
Were you a Boy Scout?
No.
Oh, we didn't have Boy Scouts. You never sold the popcorn?
No, we had the Christian version of this. It was called Pioneers. We like, and they did sell shit. Christian shit. It was like the Christian book distributors, and you buy like little crosses.
Damn,
and stuff.
So you were selling Bibles when these girls were hustling Thin Mints?
Yeah. Yeah.
How were your sales?
I remember not being very good.
Did you sell Bibles door to door?
No.
You At that point, you're just like a
you're
Mormon.
You're not selling Bibles. Yeah. No, we were not selling. It was like little...
Holy water.
Holy stuff. No, holy water is for Catholics.
Oh, I'm sorry. The next segment of our show is called the I Do's and Don'ts of Relationships. This week, our producer found us a nice little Reddit thread. We have not seen this yet, so let's get into it and see where we agree and disagree. All right, Ben. Am I the asshole for deciding to cancel on my cousin for our trip to Asia because she refuses to go to China? Long story short, we planned to do a trip to Asia. The initial plan was Japan and Korea, and we initially planned on doing 10 weeks. We added China and Thailand. I wanted China, she wanted Thailand, fair. In January, she tells me she can't do the full 10 weeks and tries to talk us down to 6 weeks. I rearranged my itinerary for 7.5 weeks from our original 10 weeks. Then we started inquiring about the visa to China. She's making a big deal of us having to go to Washington, D.C. to apply, a 6-hour drive from Georgia. So she wants to just take China off altogether. I don't agree with this. Well, yesterday we talk about starting the go ahead and booking our housing for the trip. And she tells me she's not going to do China. And she's going to go with me to Japan, Korea, and Thailand, and then fly back and ultimately leave me to travel to China alone. So I told her, if that's the case, I'm not doing Thailand. She's fine with that because now she makes up an excuse of why she can only do 4 weeks instead of 7 anyway. So I decided to tell her I'm calling Delta
All right,
to cancel
stop,
my
stop.
Flight.
I'm done with this. I'm so done with this. Like, she's being absolutely ridiculous. Yes, you are the asshole.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, it's not she doesn't want to go to China because she's against Chinese and communism, which I thought this is where it was going. It's purely like a management issue.
Yeah.
And y'all need to like come to some sort of agreement. And you canceling a 55-day trip?
That's
like, come on. And honestly, like, I get it. Like, driving 6 hours to apply for a visa, like, that is extra time. You're already planning 100%. All this. I don't, like... Yes, I think you are being a little bit ridiculous for this.
Yeah.
You know?
And I've done this thing before with you where I'm like, well, if we can't do this, I'm not going to do that. And it's like, well, ultimately she's like, okay, cool. Like you didn't really get your point across when you tried to get your revenge by canceling Thailand because one, Thailand is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And two, she said she's not driving out of her way to do it. Yeah. So I don't know. Now I really want to go to China.
I do, yeah.
I didn't know that you had to drive 6 hours. Well, in this story, but I didn't know it was that hard to get a visa to go.
I mean, I didn't know either. So
it's so hard, though, when you're upset and trying to put your foot down to not, like, make a stink of it. You know I love a dramatic one-up situation.
Yeah.
In our relationship.
Oh, it's so annoying. And then you have to like go and then cry and then come back and be like, I was like just upset. And I was like, okay, like stop.
Don't you like when I go cry by myself? Because if I'm not crying by myself for a second, I'm going to come bite your head off.
No, I don't like that. I wish that ideally, and you're maturing and you've done way better, is that conflict should not be about revenge going back and forth. It was like, hey, I don't feel like going to China. Fine, I'm not going to go to Thailand. Thailand's just easier to get to than China. Like, eventually you'll get to China, right? Or create some sort of compromise. But you calling Delta, canceling your flight, you know, like, and you're going to ruin this relationship or, yeah.
I have a question for real, though. And maybe this is just a toxic in me. At what point is revenge sometimes a little okay?
Never.
Never?
Never, never.
Okay,
with the people
so
that
can
you
I
love.
Tell you an honest story?
Yeah, compared to a dishonest one?
Yeah. Can I tell you about something that recently happened to me?
Yeah.
So, as you know, our packages get stolen from the house all the time. Like, we even installed a new Ring camera. So, the other day, bought something, and it was on my porch for, like, you know, 2 hours before I watched somebody walk by and steal it. I have been planning all week to put a fake package front filled with like glitter and paint and all of that.
Yeah, one of those.
I've been watching the YouTube so I can set this person that keeps stealing from me, like that keeps stealing my denim dress. I've been, because this is my second time buying this dress and it's been stolen the first two times. So at what point is it okay for me to exact my revenge on the person that keeps stealing our packages?
I don't know if it's a revenge type of thing. I think you're trying to teach this person a lesson.
That's what revenge is, no?
No, I think like you're trying to prevent something from happening. I think of the ultimate revenge is the movie Silent Night, or like that came out where it's an action movie and it's a Christmas action movie where a guy has his daughter killed,
mm-hmm.
and he exacts revenge. Nothing that he does will bring his daughter back. That's, for me, revenge. I'm going to do something. Like, and this is a revenge story with the China and Thailand trip. She's saying, I'm not going to Thailand, and that's not going to get her to go to China.
Gotcha. Right?
Where you putting that out there might make this person think twice about stealing a package.
So that's revenge.
I don't think what you're doing is revenge. Yeah. I think when you do something...
So what
something,
am I doing? Teaching them
I think
a lesson
you're teaching,
to not steal.
Yeah.
And that's okay for me to do.
I think that's
so
okay.
So you're going to help me take down our thief?
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready for that. I mean, like, let's put a little bomb in there. Let's blow off, like, his hand, you know? You know, I love...
What?
There are certain laws that I love, and there are some laws, traditionally, you cut off the person's hand who steals. I'm okay with that.
Right,
let's bring back some form. I'm joking. This is a joke. I do not believe that.
Patrons, I'm going to nail this thief. I just got Ben's green light to do it.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
I obviously can't post if I do this on the internet because I just feel like it'll A, show people where I live, and B, you know, it's not going to end well.
I can make a bomb.
Ben, what?
I can make a bomb. If you get a little kid.
Who taught you how to make a bomb?
What this is WPS. So you take a little like Gatorade bottle and you mm-mm. put some toilet bowl water works in here.
Toilet bowl water.
Yeah, like the works toilet bowl cleaner, and you rip up little pieces of tinfoil. It creates a chemical reaction that blows up. Right?
Can I do that? And then Gatorade, put some paint in that so that
would the shrapnel could actually really blind somebody. It's very intense. I'll show you YouTube videos of it.
So
it's
only is going to blow up. So we're going to make a bomb?
We're not going to make a bomb. This would really hurt somebody. And I don't
want
to really
I just want
hurt.
Them to be covered in glitter and paint.
I think a glitter bomb would be a lot of fun.
Okay, we're going to make a glitter bomb. Patrons, stay tuned because I'm about to get this thief to keep stealing my jean dress. All right.
It's a cute jean dress too.
All right. So our producer has another setup for us. Let's check it out.
So setting up a webcam, can other people watch the webcam as well?
No, just for your person.
Oh,
just
I want to make a Zoom link. 76% don't want that, and 62% don't want that. So most people don't want a show.
That's what they're saying. What do you want, Ben? Because we do have a house camera.
So, yeah, I think, I mean, I scored 100% a voyeur.
I know, but you know how you are. For those of you who don't know, Ben was anti-nudes for a very long time.
And I've told you that I'm okay with nudes if we have a separate app to do it, like WhatsApp, or, you know, like if you download a separate app. I don't like to receive nudes on the same messaging that my mom is telling me about her like colonoscopy or something like that. Like, it's like Amber's tits, you know, family's depression.
Right.
Like, I want them
to. I think
separated.
There's some balance in that. That's nice.
No,
so
they
you
need
want it
to
be all depression in your text messages and some freaky shit.
No,
else.
I just like business on the, you know, if I'm like I've said before, if I'm texting about a play date for Wild, I don't want to see like coochie hair.
Gotcha.
Like next, I like to open up an app where I'm like, yes, like this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm expecting. Because I'm not going to open that. I open my text messages occasionally if Wild's in gymnastics, we're at library story time.
I open my text messages occasionally is a good sentence for you.
I do that occasionally. So, but a webcam, I would do a webcam, especially
that
if it was like
fun.
A separate, yeah. Like
you got
when
that
you're
one
away
in the living room.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
We should do some freaky shit with the living room webcam.
Yeah, but it's, I don't. I'm. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. Especially because you travel a lot, so I'm a do for that. I think that's a do. I think that could help your relationship.
You know? My relationship with who?
Anybody. I'm talking to the people. You,
oh,
the
got
people.
It, got it, got it.
You, the people. The great, the grand people who are listening to this podcast. I think doing that stuff is fun. It brings excitement.
Me too.
You know, like...
What's the turnoff with it? I don't understand that.
I guess people don't want to be caught. They're scared of their work. You know, there's all these reasons that people don't want...
Work is stopping people from living their best pleasurable life.
You've made... You know, we've been married enough where we're like, okay, missionary is great, but that's not the only thing we should be doing.
Yeah.
Like, you should be spicing things up. You should be doing different kinds of things. I think you this could be fun.
All right. So, hidden camera show is going down this week.
I like that. And
we're
I'll do some dirty
back.
Talk. Amber's been teaching me dirty talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just started reading my first erotic novel. I'm trying to, like, because I'm trying to
you
learn.
You haven't been horrible at it. You could just be on the quieter side sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like, where I'm like, yeah, come on, my goddess. Yeah.
We're working on it.
It's a work in progress. Cause
you know what? Maybe you should just be like gagged. Like maybe we should just tape
I think
your mouth shut.
I think intentional silence could be hot. But I'm like,
yeah, you're so awkward. You'll be like, look at those hands that were editing a video earlier today. And I'm like, stop. Just stop.
They edit me in the same way. Or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, no, I don't want to hear about my real job. No. Okay, so the hidden camera, we're doing the hidden camera this week.
I know it's not a hidden camera.
But
just
that's when it
a,
feels hot, when
oh,
it
yeah.
feels like hidden.
Hidden. But the way, it, I think the way it works is that you set up a webcam while that person is away.
Right.
So like when we're distanced from each other. You
right.
know? And so, oh, that could be fun. We're like, you're downstairs, I'm upstairs.
Yeah.
And then we'll, and then we're like, then we're like, why don't you come over? And then we can like pretend to drive over.
Right.
We could be in the same house.
And then we
could
fill
though.
Up gas, and then we could check the tire pressure. Just cut all that. Just stream it.
Stream it. But not for other people.
Well, maybe that too.
Oh, I this
patrons, this, you might be our first live stream. You never know.
I think actually people most people don't want to have it. A webcam means it's for everybody to watch and observe. And I think most
people
don't
want
like
to be filmed. I bet if the same question was like, hey, who would like
wanna,
to set up and
like
film yourself doing
sex
it?
Tape.
Yeah, they wouldn't
it's
want
that
it.
That Pamela Anderson documentary, the trauma of that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And Pamela Anderson getting so fucked over by the media.
Yeah, but then Kim K's
stole...
sex tape leaked, and it worked wonders for her career. It just depends on who it is these days.
The next and final segment of our show, why don't you explain what this is, Amber?
We close our show with the It's Been Real segment. So Ben gets to hop on his soapbox and preach about something, and I'm not allowed to interrupt. I'll do my best. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
So Amber recently spent about, what, maybe about 3 hours getting these long nails. Why don't you show the people these beautiful long nails? Just show the people. And as you can see... They are not long nails. One of them has broken off. She gets these long nails, and immediately, within a day, she starts complaining about getting these long nails. And she's saying things like, I can't, can you open this for me? I can't do this. I can't do that. She's having trouble playing her piano. She's been taking these piano lessons that I got for her. These are gift for her. I set up her piano and everything. And I'm not opposed to long nails. I do love long nails. I think they're very sexy. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. My point is that I don't want to hear your complaining about long nails. And then I don't want you to spend hundreds of dollars getting these long nails. And then 2 days later, you cutting them off. That's what I'm saying, right? And I know this is something I think people can take out of context and say, oh, he's terrible, blah, blah, blah. No. I get where you could see that. But for me, it really came down to, like, if you're going to get long nails, just consider all the things that you have to do with those long nails, right? And so I'm all for long nails. I support them. I just didn't think that you should have got them. And when I saw you cutting them off, I could just see the money being thrown into a fire pit. Just like money, gone. That's it.
You're done.
I'm done.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
How long did you have those long nails?
I had them on at least 2.5 weeks.
Oh, really? Okay, never mind. That's pretty good.
And it would be nice if you got a sensible manicure once a month. That would be great. So I think there's some lessons you can learn from me and some lessons I can learn from you. And your feet. Fly, oh, to be a fly. Fly,
come and be a fly on the wall. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Fly on the Wildin' Podcast. Join the Patreon. Rise up, Burrow Gang. Keep tolerating Ben's feet. We will see y'all next week for the show. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.